الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأعرض عمن تولى عن ذكرنا ولم يرد إلا الحياة الدنيا ذلك مبلغهم من العلم إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بمن اهتدى ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ليجزي الذين أساءوا بما عملوا ويجزي الذين أحسنوا بالحسنى الذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش إلا اللمم إن ربك واسع المغفرة هو أعلم بكم إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى أفرأيت الذي تولى وأعطى قليلا وأكدا أعنده علم الغيب فهو يرى أم لم ينبأ بما في صحف موسى وإبراهيم الذي وفى ألا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى وأن إلى ربك المنتهى وأنه هو أضحك وأبكى وأنه هو أمات وأحيا وأنه خلق الزوجين الذكر والأنثى من نطفة إذا تمنى وأن عليه النشأة الأخرى وأنه هو أغنى وأقنى وأنه هو رب الشعرى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected sisters and elders, with the tawfiq and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we continue the tafsir of Surah An-Najm. And just to recap, because last week we did not have tafsir, just to recap what the surah was discussing and what we had commenced with, is the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussed, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeing Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam. There was a first sighting, a second sighting, then Sidratul Muntaha, Jannatul Ma'wa, then the idols of the Arabs, the Arab Mushrikeen. We discussed Lat, Manat and Uzza. Lat and Manat and all these idols were then destroyed by the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. These Mushrikeen had fabricated the idols. They had fabricated the names of the idols. And they believed that the idols would intercede on their behalf on the day of Qiyamah. What else was discussed was the necessity for belief in and the concern for the Akhirah, and how we should save ourselves from the punishment of the Akhirah. In today's tafsir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. So ignore him. فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى. Ignore that person who turns away from عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, from our advice. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and who desires only the life of the world. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's been addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ignore and to turn away from all those people who themselves turn away from the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They reject the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they hanker after the dunya. Their matlab is only the dunya. He desires only the life of this world. In other words, such a person's life revolves around dunya. He earns to live and he lives to earn. So these people of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have passed on the message to such people, but they are not interested in bringing iman. They are rejecting iman, they are rejecting the Quran. Therefore, O you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should now turn away from such people. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, because they are only seeking the material things of this world. They have been consumed by the dunya. All their efforts, all their knowledge, whatever skills they have, the intelligence is only used for acquiring the material possessions of this world. They think that they are very smart. They think that they are very intelligent. And they only worry about the maddiyat. Maddiyat are those material possessions of this world. So all the knowledge they have, the sciences they have acquired, all these things, the mablagh, the extent of their knowledge is only to acquire dunya. So regarding such people, Allah says, this is the extent of their knowledge. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. The purpose of the progress that they make in this world, the degrees they attain, it is only so that they get material possessions of this world. All their thoughts, all the mental energies are all restricted to attain this object, and that is dunya. And in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this knowledge is just superficial knowledge. They have just superficial knowledge of this world, whereas they do not have knowledge, or they are negligent of the hereafter. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'ah. Allah bless us with beneficial knowledge. That knowledge that will take a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, all the other knowledge that a person acquires, if it is taking him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is taking him away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is misleading him, if it is making him or her deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is making them find faults in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where they begin to mock the sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then such knowledge is not ilmunafi'. Then there's only harm that is caused by such knowledge. Outwardly, a person may be having big degrees, but in reality he has got no knowledge. In reality, he's got no knowledge. Why? Because he has failed to recognize Allah through that knowledge. So regarding such people who did not leave the disbelief, and whenever Rasulullah ﷺ tried to propagate deen, they turned away. Therefore, Allah tells Rasulullah ﷺ, فَأَعْرِضْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must turn away from who? عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى, from that person who has turned away and who has ignored, who has refuted, who has disbelieved, who has rejected عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, our admonition, the Quran that you are propagating to them. وَلَمْ يُرِدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, and such people only intend the dunyawi life, the life of this world. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. That is the مَبْلَغُ. That is the limit of their knowledge. That's the limit of their knowledge. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ اِهْتَدَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows who is astray from his path and who is guided. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the skies and the earth, all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. So the dunya is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. Akhirat is Allah ta'ala's. The sky is Allah's. The earth is Allah's. Whatever is between the sky and the earth, what is beyond the sky, what is below the earth, everything belongs to Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us into this earth. Why? لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. Allah is going to test us. So Allah is testing us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who has adopted the right path and who has taken the path of astray. So Allah has, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish the evildoers. بِمَا عَمِلُوا, for what they have done. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward the doers of good deeds. بِالْحُسْنَى, with good. With blessings. With Jannah. Who are these people? Who are these people who are good doers? Doers of good. We have people who are evil doers. And people who are doing good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمَ. Let us understand this verse very, very carefully. Allah says, those who abstain from the major sins. الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ, the word يَجْتَنِبُونَ, اجْتَنَبَ يَجْتَنِبُ in Arabic means to refrain from, to stay away from. كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ. This is the plural of kabira. Kabair. Kabair al-ithm. That they refrain from major sins. Wal-fawahisha, and specifically shameful acts. Immodesty. Indecent acts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the people who are termed in this verse as Alladheena ahsanu, those who do good. Who are these people? Alladheena yajtanibuna kabair al-ithmi. والفواحشة. They refrain totally from all the major sins and specifically from indecent acts. They stay away from immorality. إلا اللمم. Lamam in Arabic means minor sins. So what does this mean? The Thani Rahmatullah has explained this very carefully. He says that this exception of minor sins means that although a person needs to refrain from major sins to be regarded as those who do good, committing minor sins occasionally will not disqualify him from belonging to this group whom Allah has praised. Listen very carefully, otherwise we will get the wrong understanding of this verse. In no way is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing a person freedom to do minor sins. No. What is meant here, that the major sins, these people are extremely cautious about, and they refrain totally from the major sins and from indecent acts. But occasionally, sometimes when they're overwhelmed, they indulge in minor sins, and of course they make tawbah for those minor sins as well. Otherwise, a person who persistently commits minor sins, then it becomes a major sin, and then it will disqualify him from being amongst the good doers. So Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah stresses in Bayan al-Quran that this verse, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ, that these people refrain from major sins and indecent acts except minor sins. He says this verse neither sanctions committing minor sins, nor does it mean that a person will be rewarded for good deeds only if he abstains from major sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do good deeds. Allah wants us to refrain from major and minor sins. But we are human beings, and sometimes these minor sins do occur. So immediately when a person does a minor sin, then he does a good deed and it wipes off that minor sin. For major sins, a person has to make sincere tawbah. So these people abstain from all types of sin. But being human, they sometimes I'm stressing on the word sometimes. Occasionally, they succumb to the temptation of committing some minor sins. So by committing these minor sins, this will not exclude them from the category of those who are regarded as the doers of good. This is what is the meaning of this ayat. That sometimes because they commit minor sins, it is not going to exclude them and take them out of the category of الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, those who do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a person commits sin, then you turn to Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His forgiveness is vast. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ. Allah knows of you. Allah knows you very well. Allah knows you more than anyone else. إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ. When He created you from the earth, مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةِ. And when you were embryos in the wombs of your mothers, في بطون أمهاتكم, the word أجنّة means embryos. So Allah knows you from your very inception. In fact, before you were created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew you. And Allah was the one who provided for you. And Allah knows your worth. Allah knows your worth. Allah knows your actions. Allah knows your deeds. Allah knows your strength. Allah knows your qudrat. Allah knows everything about you. Therefore, Allah says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And this is an important lesson today. Do not claim purity from faults for yourselves. Don't think that you are very pious. Don't claim piety. Don't say that I have made tazkiyah of myself. Yes, I am trying to make tazkiyah of myself. I am trying to purify myself. Make dua, Allah purifies my soul. Make dua, Allah cleanses me. Make dua, I have a clean heart. But nobody can have the holier than thou attitude and think of everybody else inferior. Why? Because I'm in hijab and because I'm studying in the madrasa or I'm doing some good work of deen. No. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Why? هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Only Allah knows who is the most fearful of Allah. Only Allah knows who has got taqwa. Deep down in our hearts, our niyat, our souls, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the haqiqat, the reality. So no person can claim that he is pious. And Allah does not like this, where a person claims piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter continues and Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ فَهُوَ يَرَى. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى. Did you see the one who turned away? وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى. And he gave a little. And then he stopped. The word أَكْدَى means to stop. أَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ. Does he have knowledge of the unseen? فَهُوَ يَرَى. Whereby he sees what he believes. أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّأْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى. Has he not been told of that what was revealed in the scriptures of Musa? وإبراهيم, and in the scriptures of Ibrahim, الذي وفى, who fulfilled his covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah taziru waziratu wizra ukhra, that no bearer of burden shall bear the burden of the other. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And is nothing for a person, that means he deserves no reward except the reward of his own effort. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. And soon his efforts will be seen. ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. Then he will be rewarded, a full reward in the year after. Now these verses, there is a sababun nuzul, there is an incident that took place, and that is why these verses came down. رُوِيَ أَنَّ الْوَلِيدَ بِالْمُغِيرَةِ جَلَسَ عِنْدَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَسَمِعَ وَعْضَهُ. Walid bin Mughirah. We have discussed this person. Mushrik, one of the leaders. If you recall, Surah Qalam, Noon wal-Qalam yuma yasturun. This Walid bin Mughirah happened to hear some of the discourses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَتَأَثَّرَ قَلْبُهُ بِمَا سَمِعَ. He became affected. He was affected by the tabligh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the verses Rasulullah recited, with the bayan that Rasulullah gave. وَكَادَ أَن يُسْلِمْ. It was almost that he embraced Islam. It was on the verge of accepting Islam. فَعَيَّرَهُ رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. One of the other polytheists began to taunt him. They taunted at him. They began to mock him. وَقَالَ تَرَكْتَ دِينَ أَبَائِكَ. You are leaving the deen of your forefathers? And you are claiming that your forefathers are in nar, in fire? فَقَالْ الْوَلِيدِ إِنِّي خَشِيتُ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. He says, well, I'll be honest. From what I've understood, if I don't believe in this deen, I don't enter the embrace this Islam, then I fear I will be punished in the hereafter. So I got this fear of punishment of Allah. So the other person then fooled him and deceived him and promised him that he will sort out the punishment in the hereafter for him. فَضَمِنَ لَهُ الرَّجُلُ إِنْ هُوَ أَعْطَاهُ شَيْئًا مِّن مَالِهِ وَرَجَعَ إِلَى شِرْكِهِ أَنْ يَتَحَمَّلَ عَنْهُ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That I will bear the burden of the punishment of Allah if there is a hereafter and if there is an azab. Don't worry, I will bear the burden of that punishment. You will be free. All you got to do is you come back to your shirk. You don't leave the deen of your forefathers. You don't embrace Islam. And what you must do, you must pay me a certain fee. You must pay me a certain price. And this is the price that is attached to it. So, Walid bin Mughira remained on his shirk. He did not embrace Islam. And he was such a fool. فَأَعْطَاهُ بَعْضَ الَّذِي ضَمِنَ لَهُ. He began to pay this person the price that he had promised and the fee that was charged. So he began to pay some of it. And then suddenly then he became greedy, or he became a miser and he found it difficult. So the remaining he did not give. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down these verses regarding Walid bin Mughira then. That Walid bin Mughira is under this misconception that his soul will be saved from the punishment of Allah on the day of Qiyamah by another soul assisting him. This is his misconception. And therefore Allah talks about him. Allah says, have you seen him, referring to Walid bin Mughira, who turns away from Islam, from deen? And what he did, وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا. He began paying the other polytheists some money. Why? He was under this misconception that that man is now going to save him from the punishment of Allah. So he was paying وَأَعْطَى. He gave قَلِيلًا a bit, وَأَكْدَى, and then he stopped suddenly. Allah says, أَعِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ. Does he, Walid, have knowledge of the unseen? فَهُوَ يَرَى. That he can see what he believes, that suddenly a soul will be able to save him from the punishment of Allah. Has he been informed such in the scriptures of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Ibrahim? Ulama say, why the scriptures of Musa and Ibrahim has been mentioned? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, because the mushrikeen originally, before they made shirk, the deen that was which had come to them was the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the people in Makkah, the Yahud, in Medina, they were believing in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So have they any information from any of the scriptures come to them that such a thing will happen, that they'll be saved from Allah's azab? No. Allah taziru wa ziratu wizra ukhra. That one bearer shall not bear the burden of the other. No person can carry the burden of another person on the day of Qiyamah. Each person will carry his own amal. Each person will carry his own bad deeds on his own back on the day of Qiyamah. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Man shall have only that for which he strives. What mehnat you make in this world, you will reap that in the hereafter. Somebody else's mehnat, that person will be rewarded for that, his own mehnat. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Every effort you make in this world, سَوْفَ يُرَى, it will be shown. It will be seen on the day of Qiyamah. Nothing will be hidden from you. Nothing will be taken away from you. You will not be deprived of any blessing that you deserve. ثُمَّ يُجْزَاهُ الْجَزَاءَ الْأَوْفَى. After which he will be given retribution in full. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. The end shall be to your Rabb. The muntaha, the end is to your Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will either punish or Allah ta'ala will reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter explains. Allah says, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى. This laughing, this crying, it is ultimately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is certainly Allah who makes people laugh, and it is only Allah who makes people cry. So Allah ta'ala is now showing the effects of His Qudrat, of His power. That He is the one who created happiness. He is the one who created sadness. He is the one who has created surur and gham. He is the one who makes us laugh in this dunya. He is the one who makes us cry. Crying is from Allah. Laughing from Allah. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. He is the one who gives death. He is the one who gives life. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. He is the one who created pairs, male and female. So everything is in His control. Giving of life, giving of mort, creating of pairs, creating of male, creating of female, laughing, being happy, remorse, sadness, grief, all this is in the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِن نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى. Allah created you as pairs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says from the seed, مِن نُطْفَة, when it issues forth. وَأَنَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى. And the second creation on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will raise us again and Allah will create our bodies again and put our bodies together. So this second creation, which Allah says, An-Nash'ah, An-Nash'at al-Ukhra, the second creation is undoubtedly upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is His responsibility and He is able to do so. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. Allah continues and Allah shows us His Qudrat. Verily Allah is the one who grants affluence. Allah is the one who grants wealth. وَأَقْنَى. And Allah is the one who makes a person poor. So verily He grants affluence and poverty. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَى. And He is a Rabb of Shi'ra, is the name of Istar, which these Arab used to worship. So Allah says that He is the Rabb of Shi'ra, the name of this star, Sirius. Allah is the one who created this star. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادَرِ الْأُولَى. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who destroyed the people of Aad. Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to those people. They are known as Aad al-Ula, the first Aad. Extremely powerful. وَكَانُوا مِنْ أَشَدِّ النَّاسُ وَأَقْوَاهُمْ. They were extremely powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them plentiful. But they disobeyed. They transgressed. Allah sent that hurricane. Allah sent that cold wind that completely destroyed them. وَثَمُودَ. And Thamud. Allah also destroyed Thamud. فَمَا أَبْقَى. So no person, Allah Ta'ala did not make any person remain then. Everybody was destroyed. وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِّن قَبْلٍ. And before them, the قَوْمَ نُوح, the people of Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam, which we discuss in Surah Nuh, the entire details of the ship and how the floods came. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوهُمْ أَظْلَمَ وَأَطْغَى. Allah says that they were most أظلم, oppressive, أطغى, rebellious. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةَ أَهْوَى. And Allah also threw down the overturned cities. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةَ. This refers to the cities of Lut alayhi salatu salam, when he cried to his people and he tried to stop them from sodomy and homosexuality, but they did not take heed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these cities, we discussed previously how Allah ta'ala destroyed these cities. They were toppled, they were turned upside down, they were raised to the sky. And then they were brought flat down. فَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّاهَا. So that thing engulfed them, which did. That azab that Allah Ta'ala sent down, it covered them completely. And they were completely destroyed. فَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّاهَا. Therefore Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, after talking about these different people, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had made mention of the scriptures of Musa and Ibrahim, and in regarding Ibrahim, Allah says, Ibrahim alladhi waffa, that Ibrahim who fulfilled, he fulfilled every duty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and he did it happily. Whatever task he was entrusted with, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam fulfilled it. Allah says, when his Rabb tried Ibrahim, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ, with certain words, with certain tasks, he fulfilled it. أَسْلَمْتُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, I submit to the Rabb of the universe. Even though his wealth was affected, even though his health was affected, even though his family was affected, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam bore all his trials and tribulations with patience and fortitude. And he fulfilled the command of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala spoke about his Qudrat and how Allah destroyed these former nations. Allah then thereafter Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى. Then which bounties of your Rabb do you doubt? Which bounties of your Rabb do you doubt? The word alaya refers to bounties. Mufassirin say, فَبِأَيِّ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ أَدَّالَّتِ عَلَىٰ وَحْدَانِيَتِهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ تُشَكِّكُ أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ وَتُكَذِّبُ. O man, you have doubted which bounties of Allah Ta'ala. These bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that are glaring in front of you. That even though the people of Ad had such strength, and even though the people of Thamud could carve their homes in the mountains, and they were also a powerful nation, but Allah Ta'ala destroyed them when they disobeyed Allah. And their disobedience was such that they went beyond the bounds. Despite the chances, despite the respite Allah had granted them, despite the chances to make amends and to bring iman in Allah, they refused. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then destroyed them. So Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى. These bounties shows the wahdaniyat, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Which one of these bounties can you then have a doubt in? هَذَا نَذِيرٌ مِّنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَى. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, see, this man, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذَا نَذِيرٌ, is a warner, مِّنَ النُّذُرِ الْأُولَى, from amongst the earlier warners. Nuh alayhi salatu salam came, Musa alayhi salam came, Isa alayhi salatu salam came, all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam were all known as An-Nuzur. Jama of Nadir, plural of Nadir, they were all warners, exact like them. Hada is this man, my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a Nadirun, he's a warner, min An-Nuzur al-Ula, from amongst the earlier warners. Azifatil Azifa. The swift approaching matter has arrived. The thing that comes close has come already, referring to Qiyamah. Al-Azifa here refers to Qiyamah. Qiyamah has already come. It's knocking on the door. لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ كَاشِفَةً. There is none to avert it besides Allah. Nobody can move it away besides Allah. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. Therefore Allah puts a question forward to the mushrikeen of Makkah. Are you astonished about this matter? Ta'jabun? You're making ta'ajjub? This is the question Allah puts. And in reality, this question is reproaching them. What it means? This Quran. Are you mocking this Quran? Watadhakun? You are laughing. Wala tabkun? And you're not crying. Wa antum samidun? And you continue to be arrogant, negligent. The word samidun here means ghafilun, to be negligent, lahun, beparwai, as we say. Fasjudu lillahi wa'budu. Allah says, prostrate to one Allah, wa'budu, and worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Qiyamah is very close, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this to the people of Makkah. And they're surprised, and they begin to laugh at this Quran, and they find faults, and they begin to laugh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reproaches them, that instead of laughing, you should be crying. Do not display arrogance. Do not have that proud attitude. Do not mock. The lesson for us is, we have iman, we make shukr we have iman, but we have to preserve this iman. And there are many times when we can also begin to laugh or mock at things in the Sharia. And so this mockery of deen is something that we should all be careful of. We should always be worried and concerned. It is not our knowledge that we have, or people regard us to be intelligent, or the wealth that we have and people regard us to be wealthy. This is no criteria in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants us to display humility. Allah wants us to be subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam. Allah wants us to abide by His teachings and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, we should not mock any thing of Sharia, any hukam of Sharia. But we should encourage others. If we cannot wear the hijab, then it gives us no right to mock those in hijab. Yes, it's a different matter where people who are in hijab should be more cautious of what they're doing and where they go. That's a different matter. But it gives us no right to mock them. If somebody is wearing a beard, then we should not mock the beard. Nothing of Sharia should we mock. We should make dua. Allah gives us the tawfiq of bringing full deen into our lives. Allah Ta'ala does not need us. And Allah Ta'ala has shown us how the mushrikeen of Makkah, despite they had Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's presence in front of them, and they had his way of life in front of them, and verses used to come down, but still they held onto their deen and did not abandon their deen and the deen of their forefathers. They did not embrace Islam, and therefore Allah sent these stern warnings upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of the Quran. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala make this Quran easy for us and a means of us coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.